Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration. Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare. My name is Adam Mayer. I'm the Director of Career and Academic Programming for University College. Today, we are joined by Martin Soto. He's a member of the inaugural class of the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Studies here at Montclair State University. Martin, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us about your decision to complete the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Studies at MSU. How did that affect you both personally and professionally?
Initially, I wasn't thinking about getting my bachelor's. Mm-hmm. I knew that Montclair offered courses for seniors that they can take, non-credit courses, for free. I received a phone call from Jane Swan, Sanchez Swan, and she told me, hey, you're almost there. Why don't you complete your bachelor's? Mm-hmm. And something lit up inside me, because there was something that was always on my bench list. I agreed to enroll, and it was the best thing that I have done in my life.
So Jane reached out by way of a phone call, and that sort of maybe changed in some ways the direction of where you were going. And you said it lit a fire. In some respects, how did that sort of feel? It seemed like it gave you motivation to pursue the degree and eventually complete it.
I was at a point in my life where I was 63, and I had taken early retirement, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to hang my hat somewhere. After receiving the call from Jane, she sort of reignited this desire in me that I've always had to give back to the community. And going back to Montclair State propelled me to move forward and do something and realize that education is a lifelong process.
Absolutely.
So it never ends. And the limits, any limits that I have are self-imposed. So I figured, you know what, let me break through that and create a second career. And this inspired me.
And I think, too, so much of your story is about giving back, which we'll look at in a little bit. But in terms of the BLS program, the Bachelor's in Liberal Studies, what did you find challenging about the program? What did you love about the program?
Initially, just getting back into a routine and disciplining myself to schedule the work that was needed to, I don't have to wait till the end to get it all done. I found the most difficult part of the program was writing, but it was a fear that was unfounded. You know, sometimes we impose limits on ourselves, and I thought I could never write. So I started writing that 10-page paper at the beginning of the semester because I knew it was going to take me that long. To come to find out that after I submitted it, the professor came back to me and asked me if I ever considered writing literary works.
Come on.
And for, you know, I was like in shock. Me writing something that somebody's going to read? You know, I never even thought of that.
It's fascinating.
It was fascinating. And sometimes, you know, we impose our limits on ourselves. And sometimes we're just so hard on ourselves. We shouldn't do that.
Right. And even beyond the degree, so much of what you're talking about is what we bring as students and as people to the table in our academic programs. And like you said, some of the limitations we may place on ourselves are unfounded. And in this case, especially with regard to some of the writing and whatnot, because you got such good feedback. What about any other projects as part of your degree program that sort of stick out as things, again, that may have been challenging or things that made you think in a different way?
Let me think. Besides the writing, reading. Okay. I never thought I could read a textbook from, you know, and cover all the chapters. And I never thought I could discipline myself to do it and do it in time. Initially, it took me, you know, I had some drawbacks, but eventually I developed a routine where I could get all the work done and actually have fun doing it.
And I think sometimes with a routine, I know myself, sometimes I have to have a bad routine before I have a good one. So getting in there, finding out what my strengths are, and then refining things, you know, sort of helps. So it sounds like you did that in a lot of ways.
And I think I got the support from the teachers and the staff to sort of help guide me in that direction. The support that I received really was instrumental in my success.
Absolutely. So let's look at that for a second, some of the support that you received as part of the program. We know Jane was a big part of that with academic advising and providing overall support. Where were some other resources, perhaps, that you took advantage of?
I have to give kudos to the professors.
Yeah.
The professors were very responsive, and the curriculum was geared to students that are working in, you know, remotely.
Mm-hmm.
They responded quickly. I never felt that my questions weren't answered. But the support is what propelled me, like I said before, and the support made me feel seen, which is something that I never felt when I was younger.
What an incredible recognition to get back into the academic game and then find that you're well prepared and you have the support to do it.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned remote. What was that like, learning remote?
It was a challenge initially because when you're on your own, you're not having to go to school and you're on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can sort of say, I'll get it done later.
It's not due for
another week, you know. So it takes discipline, but it takes not only discipline, but it also takes organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have developed your organizational skills, and then the discipline will come.
So let's go back even further. Let's look at your corporate experience. Tell us a little bit about your career in terms of management, in terms of sales.
I worked for Berkshire Hathaway initially,
mm-hmm.
and I worked for a company in the manufacturing business. I went in, went on the interview, and I saw that most of the staff were over 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, you know, I don't have a college degree. Maybe this is something I can learn from the bottom up and move up in the ladder. Did that. I don't recommend somebody do it that way.
Okay.
I feel that had I had my degree initially, that route would have been quicker and mm-hmm. easier because I had to work twice as hard, had to see many people interviewed for positions that I wanted. Eventually, I got them, but it took me much longer.
Mm. Now, with business and sales, what are some of the skill sets are typical in those fields? Like if you were to talk to a student, say, here at Montclair State, what sort of advice would you give them if they were interested in business and sales? What are the skills you think they should hone up?
Two of the most important skills are time management
mm-hmm.
and presentation skills. Sometimes you have to be able to schedule everything and coordinate it so that you get the results you want.
Mm-hmm.
Presentation skills are important because you're going to be dealing with the public. And how you present yourself, you know, goes a long way. I entered this position at the bottom as an entry clerk, moved up, and eventually became their third man. But
wow.
It took me 12 years.
Okay.
So it took me much longer, and I always felt that somehow not having a degree, you know, I felt a little less than all the time along mm-hmm. that route and realized that that was why I was overlooked many times.
But that fire that was, you know, ignited in you by way of Jane's phone call, the desire to get that degree and ultimately succeeding as you have done, that's an incredible story.
It's something I was on a natural high
right.
that whole day. I was telling everyone I finally did it. I told my grandkids. My son kept telling me how proud he was. I felt like there was I laid a burden off my shoulder.
Mm.
But I know that it was all in my head, but it was something I always wanted to do and wish my mom was there to see it.
Mm. Yeah, there's so much involved. It's a complex dynamic.
I suggest that students, besides time management and mm-hmm. organization skills, never doubt themselves. Because, you know, when you're younger, we're a little more insecure and we mm-hmm. don't feel that we're good enough. And the realization that we all have something to offer and we all have something to bring to the table and we're unique, built on those strengths are very important.
Absolutely. Great advice, Martin. Looking at the present day, now, I know you like to give back, Civic. You're involved. I know you're involved in an ESL program. Tell us a little bit about how you're spending your time now.
Okay, so what I've been doing lately is I started up an ESL program at a Methodist church in Montclair. I went to the church assuming they had a program in place already, and after I arrived, I find out they didn't,
mm-hmm.
and the pastor just said, let's create one. So I've started an ESL program. I started March 7th, and we're having two classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, level 1 and level 2. And I'm sort of figuring it out myself. This is new to me. And the one thing that I'm not afraid of is making mistakes, because I know that failure is really nothing. Mm-hmm. Failure is success, because when you fail, you're learning something. And if you've put all your effort into it, that's success.
Mm.
And I don't like to look at things as, you know, failure or successes, more like opportunities. So I'm jumping around, I know that. I'm teaching at ESL, and Montclair State University has hired me to teach a pilot program at Patterson.
Fantastic. And what's the pilot program?
The pilot program, they're working with community organizations, OASIS, Habitat for Humanity.
Beautiful.
And it's an ESL program basically for women.
So one other thought, given what you know now, Martin, if you were to talk to, say, freshman, sophomore, those folks who haven't declared a major, haven't decided on what they're going to study just yet, what advice would you give them at this point?
You know, I struggled with that question because I figured, who am I to give anybody advice?
But we need your advice.
But I think that, you know, don't be so hard on yourselves and stay determined and realize that the university, when I went to school, I thought, you know, either I passed or I failed and it was on me. Montclair University offers so many resources and they're so vested in your success, not your failure. And, you know, I tell these young guys, look at that. They're going to, they believe in you. They've admitted you because they believe in you. So that means that you have the potential. You're going to be faced with challenges, but they're opportunities and use them to grow. Keep the faith. Always believe in yourself. Always know that you are unique in your individuality.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith. And never doubt yourself. And don't feel that because you're going to choose a particular major as a freshman or sophomore that you're going to have to stay in that box forever. Sometimes you can change your mind. You can change careers. You can think outside of that box.
Absolutely. Thank you, Martin, so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.